It's time for From the Short Grass with Trey Schaap, a golf podcast for those who love golf, struggle with golf, and just like to enjoy the outdoors and fellowship with friends, all while chasing a ball around trying to put it in a 4 1/4 inch diameter hole. From the Short Grass is brought to you by Stevens Incorporated, an independent financial services firm with the freedom to focus on what matters most. Blackman Auctions. For over 80 years, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels. We partner with you to deliver high-yield results by managing, developing, and investing in top-quality hospitality assets. And now, from the Short Grass, here is your host, Trey Schaap.
Welcome to another edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Coming up in this edition, I sit down with Tyler Wilson, the former Arkansas quarterback. In his high school career, in basically two seasons, he threw for 8,226 yards. He did play as a sophomore in Greenwood, completed 7 passes for 65 total yards, and then after that, his junior year, threw for 4,222 yards, and his senior year, 3,939 yards. Now at Arkansas, he threw for 7,765 yards. Tyler Wilson loves to play the game of golf too, and you're going to hear all about it coming up in this episode. As we move through the holiday season, we have a lot to be thankful for. And one thing that I'm thankful for is the listeners to this podcast. I get a lot of reaction from it when I'm out in the community and on the golf course as well. And I appreciate you listening in each and every week. And I hope that I am bringing guests that you will enjoy to hear. So thank you, the listener, for listening to From the Short Grass. I also want to thank our sponsors, Blackman Auctions, Stevens Inc., and Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group, Matthew Allen, Blair Allen, they know how to manage hotel properties. If you're needing an overnight place to stay, go to their website, bphotels.com, find that place, one of the properties that they manage, and book it. You'll be glad you did. We're back with Tyler Wilson after this. Stay with us.
This is Thomas Blackman of Blackman Auctions. You all know by now I'm not a good golfer, but my son loves the game and he and I have been playing more. I've got my score down to, I've quit playing a scramble on every hole. I'm using the bunker rake much less than I used to, and a lot of the time I hit my drives past the women's tee box. All of my success in golf can directly be tied to me listening to From the Short Grass. Without it, I would not be the golfer I am today. Trey, you owe me $20 for that. Trey knows golf. I know auctions. Come see us at BlackmanAuctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
Strength is measured not by the number of accounts. Strength is placing value on relationships. It's having the vision and the guts to invest in growth. It's the commitment to responsibly manage your money. At Stevens, we believe that our strengths build success, not only for us, but for our clients. Stevens, member NYSE, SIPC.
Traveling to Fayetteville to watch a game? Forgot to book a room for the night? Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group has you covered. Stay where the fans stay. Staybridge Suites is just south of Baum Walker Stadium and is an all-suite hotel within walking distance of Baum Walker, Bud Walton, and Razorback Stadium. Or you could stay at the Comfort Inn and Suites with newly remodeled rooms throughout the entire property. Find them on the web at bphotels.com, Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Short Grass. I am your host, Trey Schaap. Tyler Wilson grew up in Greenwood, Arkansas, was a Bulldog, played high school football there in Greenwood, and became an Arkansas Razorback on a full scholarship. He was a quarterback for the Arkansas Razorbacks, helping them to successful seasons under head coach Bobby Petrino, and did have the 1 year under John L. Smith. We're not going to mention much about that. He loves the game of golf. He played in the NFL, drafted by the Oakland Raiders, and then played for the Tennessee Titans and the Cincinnati Bengals. On the tee, Tyler Wilson.
Tyler, thanks for joining me on From the Short Grass. I understand that you actually like to play the game of golf. When did you first pick up a golf club?
I'll tell you what, I played so many sports growing up that golf was down the list, but it's – you know, I think any great athlete has an itch to learn a little bit of everything. And so, you know, whether that's hitting a baseball or throwing a football, tennis, golf also was in that equation. And although I, you know, had a big over the top move and hit a cut because I was, that's just how I was. I learned to play it a little later on in life. It was actually in college when baseball wasn't in the equation anymore, mm-hmm. and I needed something to do in the summer. And I have a cousin who's a great player, Brooks Coney. He played quarterback at Greenwood and he really kind of taught me the game of golf. And anybody who hits a golf ball and they find the center of the club face, they want to do it again. And then you get addicted to the game of golf and wanting to be good. And that was certainly the case for me.
Brooks is not a bad person to learn from.
No.
I can tell you that. He can play.
Plus handicap, for sure. I think he's won a couple club championships. So he's kind of a homemade player, though, too. Not by the book and clinic. You know, I think he's watched enough and seen enough, and he's athletic enough. He's a boring golfer. He's one of those guys that doesn't miss many fairways or miss many greens.
Doesn't get himself into trouble.
And then you just try to follow him around. Hit it where he hits it.
Yeah. Does he have to give you strokes when you guys play?
I don't know if I've ever got him. It's always been part of the that's on the to-do list. But I think he does give me a few strokes if we're playing by handicap, but I hate to take them.
So you're a guy that you're fine with not taking strokes. I want to play you straight up.
Well, I mean, I think anybody does. If I'm an able-bodied guy, I'm sick. You know, I'm the same height as you, I've always tried to play square. But you know, when you're starting to play with really good players that are above your potential or ability level, you have to, and you've got to take that into consideration, obviously.
Quick story here. So my father-in-law hates that I play against his son and I take his money.
Yeah.
But I have to give him like 17, 15, mm-hmm. whatever number of strokes based on his handicap. And my father-in-law also can't understand that part of it. Yeah. Why do you have to give him like 13 shots? I don't give you 13 points when you start a basketball game.
I never want to, like, you don't go into the clubhouse afterwards and have a cocktail or whatever and say, well, I got you today when they give you 10 strokes. It's like what brag is that?
Oh, my brother-in-law does.
What brag is that?
No, my brother-in-law does because he just did it last weekend. He went into the clubhouse immediately and said, you're not going to believe the shot he hit on 17, but he had to give me 17 shots, but I got him by one.
I've never been able to subscribe to that that mentality, but I'll appreciate a stroke given here or there.
What sports did you play growing up? Obviously, we know football and baseball.
Yeah, you know, my mother taught tennis lessons and played tennis in college, and my grandmother played tennis. And so I was one of those kids that I played everything. My dad, you know, probably drove me to play, you know, the big three, you know, football, baseball, and basketball. My dad was a basketball player. And didn't have much golf experience, didn't grow up at the country club, but I naturally inherited the eye-hand coordination and some of the general skills in tennis with my mom teaching tennis lessons. So the tennis court was a part of the equation as much as baseball, basketball, or football was. And Dad being a big basketball guy, but, you know, I think even he would say, Tyler, you know, I know you're not going to be 6'8", 6'9". He's a big guy. He's 6'6". Mm-hmm. But you're likely going to be 6'2", 6'3". So I'm gonna direct you in an area where I think you can excel. And that was, for me, baseball and football. But as any athlete does at some point, they know that the shelf life, that life will end and there will be a new era of competition. And oftentimes that's golf or tennis. Mm-hmm. So I also knew that was a big avenue in business. How do you build relationships? How do you connect with people? How do you socialize and stay competitive while you're doing it? And for me, that was golf, like it is many people. And so I'd say since probably 18, 19, 20 years old, the university. I was there at the links at Fayetteville. If you know where that is.
I know where that is.
A Lindsay course.
Yeah.
It's not a big track, so you didn't pull out the driver.
Right.
But you learn how to shape the ball. You learn how to hit the ball right to left. You learn how to hit a draw.
Worked on your short game a lot.
And you know, you learn how to get up and down and score. And so do I have the best looking swing? Heck no. Do I do a lot of things wrong? Yes. But can I go out and socially play with anybody on the planet? I feel like I can.
You talk about, Tyler, the fact that it can help you in business. And I think that when you are with someone for 4 hours, four and a half, maybe even 5 hours, and I know 5 hours is a long time on a golf course, but you learn so much about a person on a golf course, don't you?
I think so. You learn attention to detail, how they think, you know, the things they do or say, how they handle adversity. Golf is adversity. Like, I mean, if you can't handle yourself after a bad shot, and you want to throw clubs. Now, I'm not saying I'm a saint by any stretch of the imagination. I've had really good friends, also a buddy of mine, Jake Beckett, who we've, you know, had some wars in college, and several other guys I played in the NFL with that were pretty good players. And I mean, wouldn't say there were clubs being thrown, but they were nearly being thrown. And, it's fun. I think there's a camaraderie to it, but also you learn, who do I want to be like? Who do I want to hang around? And half a business, honestly, there's some skill and, who brings, adds value to your business or whatever. But honestly, business is, who do I want to hang around for 4 or 5 hours? And if I can handle you in a golf cart, I likely can handle you in a business setting too.
Who are some of those guys at Arkansas that you would play with after Brooks was able to kind of teach you the ropes of the game?
Yeah, it was really a bunch of football coaches. I remember one time after it was spring, after spring practice, and Wonga DeMooney, who was our academic coordinator, and Garrick McGee, our quarterback coach, I'd meet them out at the links of Fayetteville or Stonebridge Meadows golf course, and we'd play. And this is when I was trying to be the starting quarterback, and I thought I had the nod to be the starter my junior year, and I'm playing with Garrick, and he said, you picked the wrong sport. And I'm going, if this is coming from my position coach, maybe that's not a good thing for a position coach to say to a guy that's going to be your starting quarterback, you picked the wrong sport.
Right.
So I said, well, I better work a little harder on this football game. But yeah, I'd play with coaches and players. And I think, unfortunately, the football, I don't know if it's just football players in general typically play less golf than, let's call it, the baseball crowd or the hockey crowd. Hockey players are
really
good. They come from the inside. They've got that slap shot in them. Yeah,
they can hit it a long way.
So I think as I mature beyond college, I found other professional athletes that were kind of in the same circle that I'd play with.
You talk about coaches, and I know Coach Bobby Petrino loves to play the game of golf.
Yeah.
His daughter, Katie, played at Louisville and was an outstanding golfer there. Did you ever get to play with him?
I never played with Coach Petrino. I always knew the game meant a lot to him. Ken Wisenhunt, who was a coach of mine at Tennessee when I was with the Titans, I think he's from Augusta, Georgia. So he's got some of that in his blood. One of my favorite stories, I was down in Sarasota, Florida at IMG Academy training for the NFL Combine. Well, if you know anything about IMG Academy in Sarasota, Florida, that's the David Ledbetter Golf Academy.
Yes.
There, right? And so Hallie Ledbetter, who was David Ledbetter's daughter, was playing at the University of Arkansas, or played at the University of Arkansas. And so that was a connection down there. And I end up in David Ledbetter's basement with a golf lesson. It was just super cool. Like, he's around really good players and professional athletes. So it was not, he certainly wasn't pinching himself, but I was pinching myself as a big fan and nerd of golf that you get to find yourself in those kind of settings.
What did he tell you? Stick to football.
You know what's funny? I did stick to football. I was in flip flops. Can you imagine?
Oh my god! You know, like, yeah, I
didn't know I was going over there for a golf lesson.
Yeah.
and I'm in flip-flops, and I'm like, oh my gosh, this is not a great way to really go at the ball. But, you know, he's famous for his time with Ernie Els.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he took a swing. He said, ooh, big easy, you know. So I have kind of a long, slow swing. So
okay.
Maybe there was some commonality in kind of that long, slow move at it.
How long did it take you to pick up the game? And when did you really say, okay, yes, this is something I want to do. I want to play as long as I possibly can.
You know, I think you go in phases. Some people are just golf addicts for life. You know, I believe in phases of life. Football was a phase of life for me. Golf was a phase of life for me, and you know, kind of that post football. And there's been times where I've been pretty good at it. You know, and I really worry about what my handicap is, and try to chase the ball and see how many circles I can make on a loop. And you know, unfortunately. You know, I think life also happens too. And you're like, okay, like I love golf, but like what's priority in life? You know, is it business or is it money or is it, you know, remodeling a house or whatever it is that life throws at you. And you're like, yep, I've got to prioritize this in front of that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've realized a long time ago that, you know, I don't get paid to play golf, you know, and being the best golfer at Pleasant Valley Country Club, what does that do for me? You know? And so I think I've had maybe a more realistic approach of, you know, I just want to socially play golf, and I have an ambition for never to be bad. I want to hit it good and feel good, but I'm going to be a seasonal golfer and enjoy playing and play at really good places and experience and let maybe golf allow me to travel and see different parts of the country.
Maybe build up to the four ball or a member guest or a member.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've definitely...
To where you have your game
no,
up.
Yeah, I've definitely played in several of those and competitively enough that, you know, I've also gone out there where my game's not in shape and just totally embarrassed myself. And not that, you know, I'm topping it off the tee box embarrassment, but when you're not scoring and you're not competitive, it's like any other, you know, sport. It drives you nuts. And
right.
So you're like, I'm not going to play in one of these deals until my game is ready and I'm dedicated and I'm in a position to feel comfortable on the golf course.
But Tyler, does that give you the competitive fire that you don't get because of football now? You're not able to play it anymore?
I think it does. And, you know, there's so many other things. I mean, you can only have so many hobbies. The thing about golf, this is it requires you to have no other hobbies. I mean, if you're wanting to play it at that, if you're wanting to be, let's just call it a 3 to 5 handicap world, and that's where you want to play. To me, I'm just not a good enough athlete to not, I have to do it every day,
mm-hmm.
you know, and if I want to live in the mid 70s and I've got to play 4 days a week, I got to play 5 days a week. I can't be a weekend warrior and shoot 75. And so that's been tough for me. And so it's enjoyable to like grind at, but then you can only grind at it so long. And so I'm kind of in that world right now.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, when you were young, did you watch much golf? Did you watch Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson?
Of course. I mean, I'm a Tiger for life guy. I mean, I just, there was a time where socially that was unacceptable to like Tiger Woods, but I never left Tiger. You know, Tiger was, to me, he's one of the greatest sports heroes of all time. I mean, it's Michael Jordan, Tiger Woods. And I remember even when I was playing football, and I had a dorm and I had a TV a size of one of these monitors we're looking at right now, one of these mm-hmm. small computer monitors. And I just couldn't get off of watching him in the U.S. Open with Rocco Mediate,
yes,
if you remember that.
And the playoff.
The playoff. And I'm like, I got to go to Monday. You know, I might not go to practice. Like, what's the penalty not go to practice? But I was that.
No,
adamant.
No, no. Let's don't do that, because I know Bobby Petrino would kill you if you missed practice.
Of course, of course. But, you know, those are the things that I love. I love Tiger Woods. I love, you know, now watching. I'm a fan of Spieth. I'm a fan of watching as you get deeper into it, like, who strategizes and who plays the game what way, you know, and why do they do it? And then you know, kind of the conversations with the caddy. I think as golf has gone more like, you know, they've let you inside the rope, so to speak. You know, mm-hmm. you used to just, you know, you're seeing it from the, you're hearing Faraday in the rough, you know, but now they're mic'd up and you're hearing conversations with player and caddy. And I think that's so interesting in a direction that golf needs to go. I think to be more involved and let the viewer engage in what's going on inside the ropes.
Obviously, during practice, you're working on, I mean, you might be throwing the football and you might say, hey, I'm going to hit it off this upright or something. Did you ever talk to Coach McGee or even Coach Petrino and said, hey, give me a sandwich right here. Let me see if I can put it off that upright.
Yeah, I always used to talk to our field goal kickers. Like, yeah, let's just fade this one in here, you know, off that left upright. And they're like, what? You know, it's, I'm like, you don't play golf, and you know, most of them don't.
You would think kickers, you think kickers would as much time it. As they have.
Yeah, and you would think spin on a ball and the attack angle and the way you compress, you know, all those things. That's like a golf swing. Half the kickers don't play. Pitchers play, you know, a lot of the pitchers play. But
do you think it is the quarterbacks in football that play the most?
I think it's the nerds, the analytical guys. You know, to me, I love it because I always liked watching some, whether that's some round ball or sort of a round ball leave my hand or leave the club and watch what it did because I made some action on it. And you get that with and repetitive movement. What mm-hmm. can I do over and over and over again to refine, whether that's a spiral coming off my hand or whether that's a fastball coming, you know, I'm not off of it three quarter, I'm right behind it. Or am I throwing a curveball and how do we get that to spin and see the dot on it every single time? Same thing with golf. I love to watch me hit a draw when I want to hit a draw, hit a cut when I want to, and shape the ball. And there's an art, there's an artistic, I think, experience to that. And so that's what drove me to it. And that's how I became an addict. I really don't care about the score. I just like to see the ball come off the club.
Shape shots.
Yeah.
You're a member of Pleasant Valley?
I am.
You like playing out there?
I do. You know, they're going through a massive renovation right now. So I think they called me like 20 times and like, I didn't answer because I didn't know what number it was coming from, and they're like, "Get your clubs out of the pro shop because we're about to demo your clubs with this, with the building." And thankfully, I found them maybe the day before construction.
Well, that's
started.
Good.
Yeah, yeah. So I still have golf clubs.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be nice having a PGA Tour Champions event there too next fall.
Yeah, I mean, the downside is you lose your club for a month, but. The upside is you play at a place hosting the Champions Tour.
That's pretty neat. Favorite golf course or best golf course that Tyler Wilson has ever played?
I mean, if you're an Arkansas guy, the top two courses, in my opinion, in Arkansas are Blessings and the Aleutian Club. Two fantastic courses. And, you know, you find that sometimes the better courses, two totally different golf courses, by the way, right? If we're talking mm-hmm. Arkansas golf, one, you can't miss the fairway. The other one, you can't find the fairway. Fazio design versus, I think there's been a couple of different architects up there. And
Mr. Tyson's had it changed up quite a bit.
A couple times. But, you know, my favorite to date, I lived when I was drafted by the Raiders. I'm in the Bay Area. Great golf in California in general, but just Northern California, really good golf. Our training camp was in wine country, so Napa. So there's you know, Northern California, I think, has got some of the most beautiful topography. Mm-hmm. It's the weather, the climate's just conducive to really good golf. So Olympic Club, TPC Harding Park.
Yes.
Amazing course. San Francisco Golf Club or Golf Club of San Francisco. You know, Half Moon Bay is another great course out there. And then I did sneak down to 17 Mile Drive and
I was wondering
play Pebble, which was fantastic.
So have you gotten Cypress Point in yet?
That's beyond my cool kids club. I'm just not quite there yet. I know that's the that's for the real cool kids.
So maybe in a couple years.
Maybe one day.
Fantasy foursome, Tyler, you and three others that you would like to play a round of golf with, living or deceased?
My goodness. That's interesting. You know, I think I'd like one of the presidents to be in there. I'd like, you know, I think just a political figure and somebody that'd be fun to play with.
There are some presidents that love the game, and then there are some that just never did
care about it, right? You know, I mean, Trump obviously owns more golf courses than any other president. Mm-hmm.
Eisenhower played.
Yep, which, you know, the Eisenhower tree at Augusta.
Bush played. Clinton played.
So I think, you know, you take your pick. Let's just pick one of the favorable presidents that played golf, right? And then I think there'd be a celebrity figure, you know, like you know, Timberlake's a pretty good player, but but I think let's go beyond that. Like Clint Eastwood used to play out there. Clint Eastwood's got a bar, I think, there at 17 Mile Drive called Hog's Breath or something. So at Eastwood, I mean, he's like the all American guy. Him or Robert Redford. So a celebrity. And then I don't know, probably an athlete. You know, I think probably you know, Michael Jordan's one heck of a one to toss up. Tiger'd be in there too.
Jordan's got his own course, the Grove, down in Florida.
He does. And I've only seen it online. I can only dream that one day that maybe there's a way to get on it. But that's a pretty sweet setup.
I like your fantasy foursome there. Former president, actor,
yeah,
and
sports legend.
A sports legend.
Yeah.
And you can't go wrong with Michael Jordan or Tiger Woods.
I would definitely be the I don't know. I mean, I guess I might be able to take down one of the presidents. I might be able to take down a celebrity. You know, between Jordan and you know, you pick a golf, you know, legend in there, I'd be trying to hold my weight.
Would your eyes be as wide open as they were when you stepped into that game at Jordan-Hare Stadium when Ryan Mallett went out with injury?
It'd be fun. I don't know if I would care about my golf game that day. I can assure you I would not be worried about, you know, oh, that 3-footer I missed on 6. Yeah, no, I would I'd be in there. We'd either be having some cocktails or we'd just be telling stories and having fun, asking a bunch of questions. I'd probably be asking more questions than I would be worried about the golf game.
No doubt. Tyler Rand, thanks so much.
Awesome. Love it.
Heading to El Dorado to check out some live music or to play Mystic Creek? Stay at the Haywood, the only boutique hotel in the middle of downtown and the Murphy Arts District. If you are spending a weekend in Hot Springs, make plans now at the Marriott Courtyard close to Lake Hamilton and Oaklawn. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotel Group manages both of these fine properties, and you will rest easy knowing that your every need is taken care of. Beachwood Pinnacle Hotels on the web at bphotels.com.
I'm Thomas Blackman with Blackman Auctions. I've heard it said that sometimes there are two best days with real estate ownership. It's the day you buy it and the day you sell it. Depending on where you are in your journey, let me help. If you're looking for that outdoor getaway or that home in the city, I can help. If you're looking at selling that outdoor property you haven't seen in 3 years, I can help. Or selling that home in the city that you've outgrown, I can help. Blackman Auctions is your one-stop real estate company. Since 1938, better auctions are Blackman Auctions.
At Stevens, our philosophy is to invest every dollar as if it were our own. To seize opportunity. To anticipate rather than react. To deliver constant focus in an ever-changing world. And to pursue the objectives of our clients in order to help them reach their financial goals. A proven history of helping companies and individuals. Stevens. Member NYSE SIPC.
Welcome back to this edition of From the Shortgrass. I am Trey Schaap. I want to thank Blackman Auctions. Thomas Blackman, the gang over there at Blackman Auctions, they know auctions. Find them on the web, blackmanauctions.com. Since 1938, better auctions have always been Blackman Auctions. If you want to go to an auction, they have their full list of upcoming auctions on their website. Find one and attend it. A couple of golf quotes to leave you with. These are some funny ones, if you will. This first one from Ben Hogan. The only thing a golfer needs is more daylight. And how about this one from Jack Lemmon, a true comedian on and off the course? He says, if you think it's hard to meet new people, try picking up the wrong golf ball. That can definitely happen this time of the year with all of the leaves on the ground. I hope your next round of golf is a good one. And remember, respect the golf course. And as always, when you find your ball mark on the green, fix it and a couple of more. And I hope to see you sometime soon from The Shortgrass.
You've been listening to From the Shortgrass, a weekly podcast dedicated to the game of golf. This has been a presentation of the Buzz Radio Network.